Chapter 9. On Bianca Beach. Max was still ill that evening. When Carlo came to take them to the festival, Ruth wasn't with him. "Thomas isn't feeling well either," he told Stephanie. "So Ruth said she would stay and look after him."
"So it's just you and me," said Stephanie.
"Perhaps we'd better forget it," said Carlo. Stephanie had been looking forward to this evening. With Max ill, she had had a boring day on her own. The things Luigi, the waiter, had said to her had made her think. This would be a good opportunity to talk to Carlo alone, although she wasn't sure how she was going to begin to talk about the subject. It would be difficult to say, "Luigi thinks I made love with you so I could have your flat, but it's not true." She wasn't sure what she was going to say.
"Come on," she said. "Why don't we go? Just you and me. I need to get out. Max has been ill all day."
Carlo looked at her. He found her very attractive, but he wished he didn't. He worried about being alone with her. His mother always said he should have married Stephanie, not Ruth. But Stephanie had never been interested in him until that time 2 years ago. And by then he was married to Ruth, and he loved Ruth a lot. He and Stephanie had been friends until that time 2 years ago, so they could be friends again now.
"Well, yes, we could go," said Carlo. He wasn't too sure.
"Good," said Stephanie.
Max was still asleep when they left. They drove up a road through the mountains. There were trees on either side, and when they came to corners, they could see views of the deep blue sea far below.
"I was thinking," said Stephanie, "instead of the festival, could we go to that lovely beach?"
"Which one?" Carlo asked.
"The one with the white sand and the pine trees. I think it's called Bianca Beach. It's where we went last time I was here."
Carlo didn't answer immediately. He was remembering. They drove in silence for a few minutes before he looked at her.
"Okay," he said.
"Are you all right?" Stephanie asked him. "You're very quiet."
"I was just thinking how things change," he said. "Now I'm a married man with children. I don't often find myself alone with a woman."
"I'm not going to bite you,"
laughed Stephanie. But somewhere deep inside him, Carlo felt that was exactly what she was going to do. Soon they arrived at the beach she had talked about. Carlo stopped the car and got out. He came round and opened her door for her. She got out too. With the waves, the white sand, and the wind in the trees, the beach looked beautiful. "Stephanie," he said, "that night 2 years ago was a mistake, you know." Stephanie looked at him. So he had been thinking about it too, she thought.
"I know," she said. "We can still be friends, can't we?" she said.
"I'm not sure," Carlo said. "The trouble is, Ruth doesn't feel very happy about you using the flat."
Stephanie looked at Carlo. She realized how much he loved Ruth, but she couldn't help feeling a bit jealous. Surely she was more attractive to him than Ruth? "But you feel happy about it, don't you?" she asked softly. "Until you married Ruth, you wanted me to come here often."
"Things are different now," he said, then was silent. It was impossible to tell Stephanie she couldn't come any more. It would be wrong of him. He hated breaking promises.
Stephanie put her hand up to Carlo's cheek and touched it. Before he knew it, she was touching his neck. Against his wishes, he was finding himself attracted to Stephanie again.
This had been such a hard time for him, with Ruth tired all the time with the children. Suddenly, finding himself alone with Stephanie like this, he couldn't stop himself. Stephanie felt Carlo moving as she touched him. She thought of Max, sick in bed, and Ruth at home with two children. She thought of Luigi in the bar. But suddenly, none of this seemed to matter. She was kissing Carlo wildly, and they pulled off each other's clothes. They fell onto the sand, which was still warm from the sun, and lay together as the moon came up. As they drove back to the village much later, Carlo breathed deeply. "No one must ever know about this," he said.
"It's okay," said Stephanie. "No one will. It's just one of those things that happened, isn't it? Only you and I know."
Carlo felt terrible. He didn't want to hide anything from Ruth. But if he wanted to keep Ruth, he thought, he would have to hide it from her. Chapter 10. In Love with Two People. The next morning, Max got up before Stephanie. She awoke to hear him moving across the room.
"I feel much better," he said, looking at her. "I've already been for a walk and bought us some things for breakfast. I'll make some more coffee."
She lay and smelt the coffee and felt the warm sun on her face as it came through the window. If yesterday hadn't happened, this could almost be the holiday she had wanted. But yesterday had happened. She didn't know what to think. Carlo loved Ruth. He had told her that, and he would never leave her or the children. But he had always liked Stephanie, too. She looked up at Max as he gave her a cup of coffee. He looked extremely handsome this morning, and now he was better, he seemed stronger. He was more like the Max she first knew and liked. Perhaps it was perfectly normal to be in love with two people at once. "Here's a coffee for you," he said, kissing her on the cheek. "How was last night? Did you have a good time?"
"It was okay," said Stephanie.
She had decided she would not tell Max that Ruth wasn't there, unless he asked. It was best to keep things simple.
"Did I miss anything?" Max asked.
"No," said Stephanie, putting her arms around him. "Nothing. But I missed you."
Max smiled. He really felt he was going to enjoy the rest of the holiday.
"How about taking the train to town? There's a market on today," said Max,
who had been talking to some tourists in the bar that morning.
"I could buy some fresh food and cook us a good meal this evening. There are also some interesting churches I'd like to look at."
Stephanie, who'd been planning a day swimming and lying on the beach, didn't want to go to town.
"Why don't you go alone?" she said. "It'd be good for your Italian. I feel like lying in the sun with my book. Let's meet later on the beach."
"Oh, okay," said Max. "I hope I'll be able to understand without you there to help me."
"Of course you will," said Stephanie. "Take the dictionary and use your hands a lot."
So Stephanie went to the beach, and Max went to town on the train. He was pleased that he knew the Italian word for ticket, biglietto, but at the vegetable stall at the market, he forgot the word for courgettes. He tried to find some courgettes to point to, but there weren't any. Then he tried to describe them, but the man selling the vegetables couldn't understand him. Some people waiting became more and more angry.
"They are called zucchini," said a voice behind him.
Max turned round to find Ruth standing there. Thomas was holding her hand, and the baby was in a pram.
"Oh, thank goodness you were there just then, said Max. Then he told Ruth the vegetables he wanted, and Ruth asked for them in perfect Italian. How was last night? Max asked her as they left the vegetable stall.
Last night? Ruth didn't understand. The festival you and Carlo and Stephanie went to while I was in bed.
Ruth looked at Max. Didn't he know she hadn't gone? She thought quickly. If Stephanie hadn't told Max, then she was trying to hide something. Ruth felt herself go red with anger. But she decided it was best not to tell Max now. She wanted to talk to Carlo first.
It was fun, said Ruth. Ask Stephanie about it. I expect she would like to tell you.
Max looked at Ruth, but she was now busy with Thomas. He decided Ruth didn't want to talk about last night.
I'd like to buy some cheese. Would you help me? He asked.
Sure, said Ruth. Follow me. I know the best cheese stall here. Max followed her to a stall with a lot of beautiful cheeses.
We never get cheeses as big as this in England, said Max. At the supermarkets, everything is cut into tiny pieces and comes in plastic.
Oh, yes, said Ruth. It's one of the things I love about Italy. Food is real food here. They bought some dolce latte and some pecorino.
And now for fruit, said Max.
Ruth helped him choose some peaches and grapes, and then they walked around together for a while.
Look at that church, said Max. I must look inside. Would you like to?
Yes, said Ruth. There are some pictures in there you might be interested in. They went inside the church together, but it was a bit difficult to look at the pictures carefully with Thomas and the baby.
It's nice to look at architecture and art with someone else, said Max. Stephanie isn't interested.
We are very different. She likes sports, while I like art. But I like the fact that we're different. How about you and Carlo?
Ruth was quiet. She didn't want to talk about herself and Carlo right now. She was thinking about Stephanie and didn't want to tell Max what she was thinking. She couldn't be sure that her thoughts about Stephanie and Carlo were right. If she said anything to Max, he would think she was jealous of Stephanie. After all, Stephanie was far more attractive than she was.
Would you like to go for a coffee? Asked Max, feeling sorry for Ruth again. She looked so tired.
That'd be lovely, she said, then turned to Thomas and said, Would you like an ice cream?
See, see!
He shouted, running round them in circles. They found a cafe in the sun and sat outside. Max enjoyed playing with the little boy.
He likes you, laughed Ruth, as Max made Thomas laugh.
Have you and Stephanie thought of having children yourselves?
We haven't been together very long, he said. We haven't talked about it. But I don't think Stephanie is very interested in having children yet. She enjoys her work, and she likes being free so much.
How about you? Ruth asked.
Well, I do like children. I've enjoyed playing with Thomas, but it's a big decision. I'm not sure I'm ready for it either.
I understand, said Ruth.
We found it harder than we thought it would be. We don't get any time alone now.
How did you and Carlo meet? Were you already in Italy? Asked Max.
Yes. I was working in a restaurant here. Carlo was one of my regular customers. He loves everything English, you know. He's an Anglophile. He was one of the few people I met who could speak English. Stephanie taught him.
They never went out together? Max asked.
No, said Ruth. She stopped for a moment.
Stephanie says they were just good friends, said Max.
They were, said Ruth. When I met Carlo, he told me all about how Stephanie had taught him English and helped him in London. In return, he said she could use the flat whenever she wanted to. He's very kind.
Max nodded. It's very kind of him. After all, he could make a lot of money from tourists out of it.
Carlo isn't like that, said Ruth, smiling as she spoke of him. He doesn't do things to make money. He does things if they feel the right thing to do. That's what I love about him.
Max looked at her as she smiled. She really loves Carlo, he thought.
So Stephanie and Carlo were never boyfriend and girlfriend? Max asked again.
He thought if anyone knew, Ruth would.
No, said Ruth. She kept her eyes down. She was speaking the truth, but she thought that perhaps it wasn't so simple. She couldn't tell Max that she didn't trust Stephanie.
Thanks for the coffee, Max. I must go now. I need to get home.
Ruth called Thomas, moved the baby to her pram, and took Thomas's hand. She turned and waved as she went to get her bus, and Max noticed a sad look on her face.
Poor woman, he thought. She seems very tired all the time. She's not very happy living here, even though it is so beautiful.
Now he had heard from Ruth that Carlo and Stephanie were just good friends and always had been, he felt much happier. He would really enjoy the rest of the holiday, and he would start right now. On the train back, he thought of the nice meal he would cook tonight, with a bottle of good wine, and of being alone with his new woman at last. Chapter 11. The Perfect Holiday. Max went back to the flat after his trip to town and prepared some food for the evening's meal. He wanted to make everything just right for Stephanie now. He felt they had hardly seen each other alone since they left England, and after all, that was why they had come on holiday. He put some wine in the fridge, got his swimming things, and went down through the quiet street. The smell of good food came from the houses on either side of the narrow street, and Max smiled. This place was so wonderful. Every colour was brighter than in England, every sound clearer, every smell more delicious. He suddenly felt full of good feelings for everything and everyone. Carlo and Ruth were so kind, he thought. They were good people, and he was pleased to have two new friends. But right now, he wanted to be alone with Stephanie. Max found Stephanie asleep. She was lying on her front in a sunny corner of the beach. The clear water was only a few meters away. As it was early afternoon, there was no one else about. Most people had gone to cooler places or to restaurants to eat large lunches before sleeping all afternoon. Seeing Stephanie lying so sweetly in the sun, he thought how much he loved her. He had never felt like this before. He went quietly across the sand and sat down beside her. She didn't move. He touched her back. Her skin felt hot, and he thought she might be getting sunburn. Quietly, he put a towel across her back and then lay down beside her. He put his arm across her shoulder and kissed her cheek. Her eyes opened. She looked at him for a few seconds, then smiled.
"Hello, darling," she said.
"Hello, beautiful," said Max. She turned onto her side and put her head on his chest. This was a great holiday, he thought. A beautiful village, the sea, sun, a beautiful woman, and a good meal for them tonight. Later in the afternoon, they went swimming in the clear water. They swam out a little way and looked back at the pretty village from the sea.
"This is the perfect place for a holiday," said Max. "You were so clever to think of it."
"I know," said Stephanie, and smiled. Now she had had a good rest, she felt better. She was beginning to forget about last night. No one need ever know what had happened, and she wanted to enjoy being with Max.
"Let's come here for all our holidays," said Max, as they swam back towards the beach. "We'll get to know all the local people, and everyone will welcome us each year."
Stephanie laughed. "You're too romantic," she said.
"I know, but after all, Carlo has offered you the flat whenever you want it, so let's use it."
"Hmm," said Stephanie, and she suddenly went under the water and pulled Max's feet.
"You can't catch me,"
she shouted when she came up, and then began swimming away from him. She was right. She was a much faster swimmer than Max was, and she reached the beach first.
"Well, what do you think?" he asked, when he finally reached the beach and sat down beside her, picking up her hand.
"About what?"
"About having more holidays together."
"I think we should enjoy this one," said Stephanie. Max became worried that he was asking too much. Perhaps Stephanie was not ready to get serious.
"By the way," said Max, "I met Ruth in town."
Stephanie looked up quickly. Had Ruth told him she hadn't gone to the festival? But Max went on.
"Poor thing. She always looks so tired. Your late night last night at the festival didn't help."
Stephanie was pleased that Ruth hadn't told him that she wasn't there, but she also felt worried. What did Ruth know?
"Come on," she said, wanting to talk about something else. "Let's get dressed."
The air was cooler by the time they got dressed and walked up to the hill path.
"Let's go for a drink in the bar," said Max.
Stephanie stopped for a moment. She didn't want to see Luigi in the bar. She was afraid of what he might say to her in front of Max.
"How about walking over to the next village and finding a bar there?"
"Good idea," said Max. "There's a little church there I'd like to have a look at. I heard about it from Ruth this morning."
It was a beautiful walk with wonderful views of the blue sea below them, and they could see tiny white sailing boats. They climbed up some steps to the next village and found themselves in a very pretty square. On one side was a little church, which Max went to look at. Stephanie found a table outside a bar and sat and watched the people come and go. She liked to look at the clothes the Italian women wore. They dressed very well. As she watched, she thought about Luigi. He seemed to want to make trouble for her yesterday, and Stephanie didn't want any more trouble this holiday. She was pleased they had come to a different bar. Max soon came out of the church and sat down next to her.
"It's great," he said.
"This tiny unknown church is full of beautiful paintings. They would be in a museum in England, but here the paintings are allowed to stay where they were painted." Stephanie reached over and took his hand. She thought he was very clever. They drank their drinks.
"What's the time?" Max asked. "I need to start cooking, or there won't be any dinner this evening."
Stephanie then realized her watch wasn't on her wrist.
"That's strange," she said. "I hope I didn't lose my watch when I was swimming this afternoon."
"Oh, no," said Max. "We'd better look for it on the way home."
They walked back, looking out for Stephanie's watch, but they couldn't find it.
"Never mind," said Stephanie. "It might be in the flat. I don't remember putting it on today."
Max put his arm round her. "I'm making you a wonderful meal this evening," he said. "Then I think we should go to bed early. We'll worry about your watch tomorrow."
said Stephanie. And that is exactly what they did. Chapter 12. A Bad Argument. Life was not too easy for Ruth at the moment. She had to continue working at the restaurant to help pay some of the bills. She spent the day cooking food for the children, taking care of the baby, and reading Thomas stories. It was tiring and sometimes boring as well. She wished she had more friends with children nearby. She wished she got on better with Carlo's parents. She wished Carlo could get a job in England and she could go and live near her own family. But this was not possible at the moment. At 5 o'clock that day, she gave Thomas his tea and then gave him a bath. She was changing her clothes to go to work when Carlo came home. Ruth didn't want an argument, but she wanted to ask about last night. "Max didn't know that you and Stephanie went to the festival alone," she said. "Why didn't she tell him?" Carlo looked at her. "I've no idea," he said. "How do you know she didn't tell him?" "I met Max in town today, and he thought I was there last night," she replied. "Perhaps they hadn't had a chance to talk." Ruth looked hard at Carlo. "Carlo, I want you to tell me the truth. Is Stephanie trying to hide something?" Ruth wanted to stay calm. She didn't want to get jealous and angry. She wanted to believe Carlo. After all, he had told her Max was ill last night. If he had had something to hide, he wouldn't have told her. He had other women friends. She knew Carlo was not the kind of man to go with other women unless he was pushed. And Stephanie, Ruth couldn't help thinking, was the kind of woman who might push him. "Let's not start all this again," Carlo said. He was afraid Ruth knew in her heart what had happened last night. He didn't want her to find out. "But I don't understand," Ruth went on. "Why didn't Stephanie tell Max she spent the evening with you at the festival?" "How should I know?" asked Carlo, quite angry now. "Ask Stephanie if it's a problem for you." "Ask Stephanie!" Ruth shouted. "I don't want to ask Stephanie! I hope I never have to speak to that woman again!" "You are just jealous of her!" Carlo shouted, really angry now. "You've always been jealous of her!"
"Yes, I have. Because you were in love with her," said Ruth.
Carlo's voice went quiet. "I've got too many other problems at the moment to talk about this. I just hate it when you get jealous." Before she knew it, Ruth had picked up a cup and thrown it hard at Carlo. He moved his head and the cup flew past his ear.
"Watch out!"
he shouted as Ruth left the house angrily. When she had gone, Carlo sat in his chair for a long time, looking at the carpet. He wished Stephanie had never come back to Italy, and that he had not spent yesterday evening with her. Why had he done it? He was now really afraid Ruth would leave him. It was much later when Ruth returned from her night's work at the restaurant. "I'm sorry," Ruth said. She'd had a chance to think, and she realized she was being stupid. Carlo and Stephanie had always been good friends. She had to trust him. Carlo smiled and put his arms round her. "I'm sorry, too," he said. "I just feel tired at the moment. But if it would help," he said, "I won't let Stephanie use the flat again. It seems to make you so unhappy." and I want you to be happy. It makes me sound so bad, she said. But I just don't like Stephanie, or believe her. I can't explain why.
Carlo put his face in Ruth's hair. He felt he was going to cry. He wanted to tell her everything. But if he told her, she might leave him, and that was something he didn't want to think about. Ruth felt good with Carlo's strong arms round her, and she went to bed that night feeling better. But she would be happy only when Stephanie had gone back to England. There was something about that woman that made Ruth very unhappy.